As the first weekend of the 2026-27 tax year draws to a close today, April 12, 2026, millions of UK taxpayers are settling into a fiscal reality defined by fiscal drag and targeted rate hikes. The UK frozen personal allowance, held steady at £12,570, has officially reset for the new cycle, effectively pulling more middle-income earners into higher tax brackets as nominal wages continue to rise. While the headline threshold remains static, the start of this tax year activates several significant changes that will impact investors, business owners, and estate planners throughout the 2026-27 period. The cost of stagnation, fiscal drag in 2026. The decision to maintain the UK frozen personal allowance at £12,570 through 2030 remains the Treasury's most potent revenue-raising tool. By not adjusting the threshold for inflation, the government is successfully increasing the effective tax rate on the average worker without a formal rate hike on income. Key structural changes activated today: dividend tax surge. A 2.0% increase to dividend tax rates has been implemented across all brackets. This move specifically targets business owners and private investors who rely on corporate distributions. Inheritance tax, IHT, relief cap. A new £2.5 million cap on specific IHT reliefs is now in effect, aimed at broadening the tax base for high-value estates. Threshold reset. Over 30 million taxpayers saw their cumulative earnings counter return to zero today, with the first £12,570 of income remaining tax-free, though its real-world purchasing power continues to diminish. Digital Tracking and Sole Trader Engagement (HMRC) has reported a significant engagement spike, with digital self-assessment tools over the last 48 hours. Sole traders, in particular, are showing high levels of activity as they transition into the new thresholds. With the UK frozen personal allowance acting as a tighter ceiling, small business owners are prioritizing real-time income tracking to avoid late-year bracket shock. HMRC Insight: taxpayers are becoming increasingly proactive in the digital space. The combination of static allowances and rising dividend rates means that early planning is no longer a luxury for the self-employed, it's a survival strategy. The 2026-27 tax year is shaping up to be a year of stealth increases, where the lack of movement in basic thresholds does the heavy lifting for the National Exchequer.